2.5 years after her infamous stock sale, Martha Stewart was sentenced today for lying to investigators. 5 months in prison and another 5 months under house arrest. It's the most lenient sentence the judge could have granted under federal sentencing guidelines. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports from New York.
Before the sentencing, Stewart stood in the courtroom in a dark pantsuit and read a short letter to the judge, her voice trembling. She urged Judge Miriam Goldman-Cederbaum to go easy on her, saying the stock trading scandal had already cost her enormously. Stewart read parts of the statement to the press afterward.
Today is a shameful day. It's shameful for me and for my family and for my beloved company and for all of its employees and partners. What was a small personal matter became over the last 2 years an almost fatal circus event of unprecedented proportions.
Stewart talked about the impact the case has had on her company, as advertisers have abandoned her magazines and its stock price has plunged. She said, "I have been choked and almost suffocated to death," but she said the toll on those around her has been severe as well.
More than 200 people have lost their jobs at my company, and as a result of this situation, I want them to know how very, very sorry I am for them and their families.
As Stewart spoke, a small crowd of fans was on hand, spilling over the courthouse steps. Some held flowers and signs reading, "Save Martha." Stewart's words were not lost on the judge. The judge said she had not lost sight of the seriousness of Stewart's crimes, but she noted that Stewart had no prior record. She also said she had received hundreds of letters from Stewart's fans and friends attesting to the positive impact she has had on their lives. Cederbaum said it was also true that Stewart has already suffered and will continue to suffer. For that reason, the judge said she was giving Stewart the minimum sentence allowed. Attorney Charna Sherman, who has followed the case, says the sentence sends two messages. One is that lying to government investigators is a serious crime.
But by virtue of her stature, she suffered consequences of such magnitude and of such size that they really exceed anything ever anticipated by any lawmaker when they enacted these statutes.
Later in the day, Judge Cederbaum sentenced Stewart's co-defendant, former stockbroker Peter Bakanovic, to the same sentence, 5 months in prison, 5 months house arrest. The judge also delayed both sentences until the appeals process is completed. While many legal experts have said they doubt Stewart can get a new trial, her attorney, Walter Dellinger, told reporters there were several grounds for appeal.
Cumulatively and collectively, I think they make a very strong case that this wasn't a fair trial.
Dellinger pointed to the fact that a government witness was indicted for lying on the stand, among other things. But if those appeals fail, Stewart will have to do time in prison, most likely the Federal Correctional Institute in Danbury, Connecticut. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.